Hi, this is Kate, and I just wanted to let you know about a new product that I fell in love with, and I want you to have it too, and you can get a special deal on it right now. It's a wonderful sanitizer that really cleans, hospital grade. They use electricity to do it, and it's really natural, and it's not sticky. It doesn't have alcohol in it. It's just an amazing new product, and it's concentrated, so you actually get tons of bottles of it for a really low price, and it stores well for prepping. So I would highly recommend this and get it while you can. Instead of $250, you can grab it for $44. This is at the bottom of my homepage. You can find the little ad on the bottom of my homepage, katedallyradio.com. Click on it. You'll love this product.
We need a new kind of clean. To do that, Clean Start combines two of nature's most powerful forces, water and electricity, to produce electrolyzed water, or HOCl. HOCl is your body's first internal response after an infection or trauma. In fact, it's significantly more effective at killing bacteria, viruses, mold, and mildew than bleach or other household cleaners. Clean Start's globally patented tablet-based hand sanitizer turns any quart of tap water into FDA-approved, alcohol-free hand sanitizer and registered wound care solution to a new kind of clean. Clean Start.
Rise and shine, fragile Americans. There's a victimhood to be claimed and microscopic germs to fear. The Kate Daly Show starts now.
Now, the world today has 6.8 billion people. That's headed up to about 9 billion. Now, if we do a really great job on new vaccines, healthcare, reproductive health services, we could lower that by perhaps 10 or 15%.
New threat that the next epidemic has a good chance of originating on a computer screen of a terrorist intent on using genetic engineering to create a synthetic version of the smallpox virus or a contagious and highly deadly strain of flu.
Political opponents are imprisoned or otherwise eliminated. Decision of one man to launch a wholly unjustified and brutal invasion of Iraq. I mean, of Ukraine. Iraq, anyway.
Yanukovych then fleeing after we had brokered a deal to transition power in Ukraine.
Richard, and I am delighted to be here in these new headquarters. I have been often to, the mothership in New York City.
Of course, President Harris is a proud Howard alum.
We have put together, I think, the most extensive and inclusive voter fraud organization in the history of American politics.
The number one threat is the strength, and that strength that we built is inflation.
So we have to prepare for a more angry world.
When do you believe them? When they say who they are and what they're all about. Yeah, those aren't minor slip-ups. Those are really big tells is what those are. All across the board, I could have gone on and on. That clip could be miles long with all the footage I have. Welcome to the last hour on a Thursday, Kate Daly Show, and huge guests coming up over the next week. There's so many. I'm on Dr. Sherry Tenpenny's show on Monday. Greg Mannarino about the economy. John D'Souza, ex-FBI, comes on tomorrow. And then, of course, we have Henry Maykow next Friday. All kinds of guests coming up. We have a wonderful guest right now. I'm really excited to have him back. Dr. Rashid Batar, how are you?
I'm doing great, Kate. How are you?
I'm good. I'm so glad you're joining us. I know it's going to be for a few minutes, but I'm really happy that you're out there speaking out. You're one of the first to speak out that we had on the show that was telling the truth about what was going on with COVID-19 and the last 2.5 years of the crap fest we have called 2019, along with the very dangerous shots. Now that we're 2.5 years in and they're starting the summer bummer, it's all back, you're going to be masked up, probably locked down this summer kind of headlines today. What's your overall take on where we're at as a society? Where are the people at? Where's their frame of mind right now, do you think?
Well, you know, it's a very, very important thing that you just brought up. Where are the people's frame of mind? And I think the people's frame of mind right now is, oh, nothing to worry about now. Mandates have been reduced. We don't have to wear masks anymore on planes.
Right.
And this is gone. This is done.
Right.
But this is the reason that
And I'm going to just take a step back and I'll tell you why I am so fired up right now. You know that when I got deplatformed, I had received the title of the most censored doctor on the planet. And
yes.
I guess that was, we got documentation that we had 189 million hours viewed on my YouTube channel alone before I was deplatformed.
Wow.
I didn't really care about starting another social media component. That wasn't that important to me.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I'm just going along doing my thing. But now the most recent information that's come out, Kate, it is of imperative importance. What's about to happen, this has come from two different verifiable sources, one through discovery through a legal process, the other one through a military slash medical component that was released. I'm sure you may have already heard about it, but the hydrogel that the vaccine was... And but let's first of all, I'm not going to call it a vaccine because it's a genetic experimentation tool. But this genetic experimentation tool that's called the jab or the so-called vaccine has a hydrogel matrix. And that hydrogel matrix contains within it a number of different pathogens that are essentially like a sleeper cell. They are latent and asleep. They're basically, it's like a payload of these pathogens that is designed to be released. And when it's released, one of those pathogens is the Marburg virus, which has an 88% mortality rate. That means that out of 100 people that get exposed to it, 88 could die. But this isn't being exposed to it. This is already in their bodies. Hmm. And through a sequence of triggers, which we don't know what they will be exactly, but it has been now released through the discovery has been that it's apparently supposed to be three bursts of information that are released with an 18 gigahertz pulse through the 5G network, and this is a one-minute duration pulse, three times sequential, which would cause this hydrogel to essentially release this payload of pathogens. And when that happens, there will be massive catastrophic loss of life because there is nothing that can be done to prevent these people from dying. It's already in their systems.
Jeez.
It's already there. It's been introduced into their systems. And when is this going to happen? It could be next week. It could be next year. I have no idea. But some believe that it's going to be right at the fall, right before the elections, again, to prevent people from showing up. Now, whether that's true or not, I have no idea. But what I do know that's true is that this hydrogel contains many components that some of them we don't even know about. We know that this is a vaccine-induced injury. I've never cared about the COVID aspect because it's a non-issue. There's a 99.996% survival rate.
Mm-hmm.
It's the vaccine-induced injury that we're talking about.
You're right.
And so to put this into perspective, the first vaccine drops the immune system, the lymphocyte subpopulation, the white blood cells themselves, down by approximately 50%. The reason they recommend to start getting the boosters at 8 weeks is because it takes about 8 weeks for the white blood cell count to come back. So at 8 weeks, you're down 50% of your white blood cells, and as they're starting to come back, they hit you with a booster that takes that 50% down to 25%. And then they get you the second booster 8 weeks later that takes you down to 12.5%, and then the third one takes you down below 6.5%. So your immune system's already damaged, and now through some type of a trigger, which appears to be an 18 gigahertz pulse that will be released three times sequentially for a minute duration, will cause this hydrogel to release its payload, and that's, at that point, there's nothing that can be done.
Jeez.
And I have been, for the last 9 months trying to figure out, I mean, when people ask me what can be done, I thought, well, some, there's nothing that I know that can be done because you're changing the matrix of the system, the blueprint of the body. The DNA is being adulterated from the synthetic messenger RNA because, remember, that's what DNA does. RNA does. RNA repairs and rewrites DNA. So this is a constantly dynamic change that's occurring in the body, changing our inherent blueprint. But now, Kate, I was just asked in the last show that I did about an hour ago if I was excited about the conference. I said, I'm not excited about the conference. I'm excited that now, based on a God thing, which we're going to show at the conference how this all happened, in the last 3 weeks, there's anecdotal evidence, there is scientific observation, and there is research that's been published to support a therapy that I believe has the highest chance of working. And I have been using it for 22 years for my cancer patients, and there's a version that we're going to put out that's not going to cost anybody anything, but it is the only thing that has the potential of actually saving not tens of thousands, not hundreds of thousands, not millions, not even tens of millions, hundreds of millions of lives Because if the statistics are right, that 5 billion out of the 8 billion people have had received the vaccine, that means 5 billion people could potentially die.
What is it?
I don't believe that number is here. I don't think it's 5 billion people have gotten the vaccine. I think it's probably, you know, a few billion, but this is the only thing I know that potentially has the hope of saving millions, hundreds of millions of lives.
What is it?
Well, I'm not going to talk about that because if I said it, it's going to be very controversial.
Okay, okay. But fair enough.
We have to. It's going to take three lectures to present the research so that people understand. Otherwise, people are just going to,
Totally understand. Uncle Milty has a question for you.
Yeah, Dr. Bitar, is anyone who received any vaccine susceptible, and are people who did not receive a jab safe?
Because the occupational transference between the two, like Pfizer warned about in their paperwork, right? So, yeah. Can you answer that?
Right. So this is that's a really good question. So the first part of the question is anybody that's received any vaccine susceptible. So when you say any vaccine, if you're talking about the COVID-19 vaccine, the answer is yes, regardless of what version they got. I believe that they're all going to be susceptible. If you're talking about non-COVID-related vaccines prior to that, like H1N1 and some of those, I don't know, but I have a feeling that there probably has been some payload that's been introduced within within the components of those vaccines as well. To answer your second question, those that have not received the jab, they are obviously not going to be – well, let me first finish the first one. When you said susceptible, it's not a susceptibility issue. It's actually a direct inoculation issue. So susceptibility means that I could have some exposure, and I could be prone to being vulnerable, because my immune system is compromised, or I may have underlying pathology. But we're not talking about that. We're talking direct inoculation, which means it's not a vulnerability. It is a direct assault on the individual. It would be the same thing as having a cup of coffee in a restaurant or in a cafe and having it being a victim of a drive-by shooting versus somebody coming up behind you with a gun to your head and pulling the trigger.
Right.
So
there's
a vulnerability potential versus a direct assault.
Right.
So that's the whole issue. We're not talking about, to answer your second question, for those who have not had a vaccine, and that's really a good question. That's the first time anybody's asked me that. We have... The ones that haven't got the vaccine, our immune systems, assuming that they're intact, we have far, far less to be worried about. However, people have experienced, which we've all heard, this phenomena of shedding.
Occupational transference, Section 8.3, exactly. Pfizer.
Exactly. So those people, for us that haven't been vaccinated but could have this exposure shedding through the occupational transference that you're referring to, Kate, those people, this same therapy would be applicable to them. It will protect us. And,
nice.
And guys, this is not a treatment that you have to go to a doctor for. Anybody can end up doing it, making it themselves. Once we show you, it's so simple. But there's no way with what's happened, the 2 years of laying this whole phenomena out, all this garbage that they put out there and getting people to compel them to take these vaccines.
Right.
There is massive loss of life that's about to happen. I just don't know when, but now, and that's what I've been like sitting there going, how can we help hundreds of millions of people? This is the most beautiful picture, the way it happened, the way it fell into my lap, and I have experience doing this with the sickest people on the planet for 22 years using this.
You're
same
right.
Modality, same theory, same aspect that I'm going to explain at the conference.
You're one of the most successful cancer doctors I've ever seen. And that's saying something because I've been doing this 10 years and I've covered a lot of doctors. You're one of the best. Can you stay with us for just a few minutes so that we can get through a break and you can talk about the conference for a few minutes before you have to go?
Absolutely.
Would that be possible? Okay. All right. So Dr. Rashid Bitar back with us in just a moment. Do not go anywhere. Don't miss this because he's going to talk about how he's going to talk about this answer and where he's going to talk about this in just a moment. Kate Daly Show, katedalyradio.com. We just hit 11 million on SoundCloud. Woo! Be right back.
Talk lines are open now. Call 888-673-1450. This is the Kate Daly Show.
To live for.
Hey there, welcome back. Daly Show at your service. And yeah, we did. We just hit 11 million. It's so crazy to me. Thank you for sharing the show. Thank you for showing up and listening every day. I really appreciate all of you. Make sure you get to Balance of Nature. Balance of Nature is that one supplement. After doing all my homework on all of the food supplements, are obviously, I've done a lot of work on our nutrition and food in this country, and it's so unbelievably crappy that you must take a supplement. If you're going to choose one, choose balanceofnature.com. 31 fruits and vegetables dialed down into supplement form that'll certainly help with a great diet. And go to balanceofnature.com. It's guaranteed, and they'll ship it out immediately, and you'll get it with 35% off and free shipping. So go to Balance of Nature. I love those guys. And of course, we have the wonderful Dr. Rashid Batar with us, who I just love. Can I just tell you, because I have followed his work, I follow his newsletters, all of his new information. He's one of the best cancer doctors in the country. You need to listen to what he's saying, because he's talking about the fact that the hydrogel within the shots, when it lines up with 5G, when if they send out a signal with that hydrogel and the way it reacts in our bodies. I had a friend of mine who put the Pfizer shot and the Moderna shot in his own tester blood and looked at it under a microscope. And when he did the Pfizer, the white blood cells all of a sudden were standing still and not moving. The red blood cells, so they weren't doing anything in your body. They were just sitting there, immobile. And the red blood cells were running into each other, sticky. They're supposed to bounce off of each other, correct, Dr. Batar? And on the Moderna shot, it was kind of an assembly of something that was really strange inside the shot. And it assembled itself into a different part on the screen. And so hearing these kinds of things from people I know and trust, it's so frightening to me. But you were just about to talk about this event that you're having, and you're going to let people know how they could possibly be a part of this too, this event that you're speaking at.
Absolutely, Kate. Thank you for that interlude to the conference. The Advanced Medicine Conference is our fourth one. We do it every year at Memorial Day weekend. So this year it's on the 28th, 29th, and 30th of May, just in another 10 days or so, Saturday, Sunday, and half a day Monday. And all the top names that have been the most outspoken in the scientific and medical research community will be lecturing there, including Dr. Sherry Tempany, Dr. Zelenko, Dr. Artis, Dr. Group, Dell Bigtree, the name nice. Dr. Madej, Dr. Merritt, Dr. Bartlett, Dr. Polensky, Dr. Neuschwander, and I'm sure I'm missing a couple of them, but anyway, there's 20 lectures, so it's a great conference. Every year we've done this, but this year, and I hope that we have another 50, but this year is the most critical one, and the reason I say it's the most critical one is not because of the conference, but because of the timing of what's happening historically. And I believe that this is going to be potentially the most horrific thing that's ever happened to mankind in recorded history that's about to happen. And I believe that next time this year, the population of the planet is going to be significantly lesser than it is right now. Jeez. But if there's a way to prevent that from happening, or at least reduce the number of casualties, and that's why my mind has been so focused on this aspect, that we have to stop what's about to happen. And I think we get in this, we have these victories with no more masks on airlines, as we get this false sense of security that everything is getting better. Mm-hmm. And it is getting better because more people are aware of the BS. But the problem is, what about those people that have already been prepared? They've already been injected. They already have this latent sleeper cell payload in their bodies waiting to be triggered from whichever side of trigger it's going to be. But it appears that it's going to be using 18 gigahertz pulse. But the point is that this Advanced Medicine Conference, this particular one, I believe is going to be the most important one, because we're going to be able to hopefully get this information out to the masses, to the millions. And everybody that can be there needs to be there, not just because you need the information, but because you will become one of the warriors that's going to help to disseminate this information. Mm-hmm. Kate, I would like to say that sometimes people, when we love someone, we want to tell them what to do. We want to compel them. We want to impose our viewpoint on them because we care about them so much. But on the receiving side, that individual will automatically block off, and their egos will get in the way because they don't want to be wrong. Right. So our loved ones are the ones that we get most emotional about, and our loved ones will be the ones that will tell us to go F off because mm-hmm. we're pushing them, right?
Right.
So sometimes it's not necessarily good
to tell people. Maybe it's more, my dad used to say, allow people to discover the truth for themselves. So the way that we're hoping this is going to happen is when people learn this information, then they can share it by saying, look, I love you. I care about you. You might want to go look at this information, and it's up to you what you do with it, but I just care about you, and I want you to be aware of it, and leave it at that. Now that person can go and discover it on themselves once that you direct them to that link, to that video, to that channel, to that show, whatever it is. And now that individual has the ability to digest the information without having their ego get in the way. And right. I think that's the key. So we got to get this information out, because otherwise – it's going to be a much greater loss of
life
than
you have answers. You have answers. And the reason we can't go through the actual answer is because it takes a lot longer to go through that information to explain it than it can on the air today. And so people really do need to pay attention to this. Can they go there online? Can they put in a code? What can they do to see this, to be a part of this or go there?
People can go to Advanced Medicine Conference.
Mm-hmm.
So ADVANCED, Advanced Medicine, not medical, but Advanced Medicine Conference.com. They can get their tickets there. Their VIP tickets still available. We still have tickets available for the show. And on their exit, when they go to check out, they can add the name. There's a coupon code there, and you can add Kate, okay, your name, K-A-T-E,
right,
to the checkout process, and they will get a 10% discount.
Nice.
And that's to help your audience to, you know,
awesome,
learn more about the conference, but also when they exit the checkout, it will also give them options that they can come live in person or virtual if they want a VIP ticket. You can also get a virtual ticket and then upgrade to a live ticket if you want, but we suggest that people be there in person for a very specific reason. Energetically, Kate, you know, whenever you go to a live mm-hmm. event, there's a difference between a live event and a virtual event.
Yes.
And this is an opportunity for us to plug in and get re-energized, be with like-minded individuals. It's really, really important for that, because a lot of people that are open and aware and understand what's going on, they feel secluded and alone because the right. vast majority of people are not necessarily openly talking about this. So it's a great opportunity to come and connect with like-minded people. But also, there will be certain things that happen in the evenings that will not be live-streamed, and so you may miss that information. So I would really implore, especially if you know anybody is in the central southern states, this is going to be occurring in San Antonio, Texas, at the downtown convention center, the Henry B. Gonzalez Convention Center in San Antonio. So if anybody is, especially in Texas or any surrounding states, but we have had people flying in and making reservations from all over the world. Our second conference 2 years ago, the governor of North Carolina tried to shut us down, and we still had people from 15 countries and 32 states that came in.
I remember that.
Live event that took place. Yeah, you remember that.
Yes.
This is the only live event that took place between February of 2020 and October of 2020.
You're right, because that was a hot item, man. And you guys they tried to shut you down and successfully in some ways too, which was really sad, the time when we needed this information the most. What are the dates of this conference, Dr. Bitar?
It's Saturday, Sunday, and Monday, May 28th, 29th, and 30th. So it's coming up, not this weekend, but the following weekend.
Okay, Memorial Weekend. And so San Antonio, and go to advancedmedicineconference.com.
Correct.
Okay.
And don't forget to add that Kate as a coupon code on checkout, because that'll give everybody a 10% discount.
Man, I hope
on whatever
are going to do this.
A VIP ticket or a virtual ticket, whatever ticket you get, you'll get a 10% discount.
Oh, this is going to be amazing. And so advancedmedicineconference.com. I remember when you were on 2 years ago telling people to attend these conferences, because this is where the information is. You have got to, you know, make sure you have a pad and a paper, your computer sitting there, because you're going to want to write things down, very important things. And like you said, the thing that you want to discuss the most, it's too much to do in 20 minutes of an interview. So it really needs to be explained, and why, to help us.
Yeah, Kate, you're exactly right. People would not understand it. In fact, the initial gestalt, if somebody were to say what we're talking about doing, people would just shun it off. But
right.
when you start to understand the science, the research, you understand how the antigen and antibody responses, how the antigen receptor site is the opposite of the antibody, is actually, I'm sorry, opposite of the antigen, and then is used by the body in the humoral immune response to create the antibody. When people understand that and they see the science behind it, and then they've presented the real research and the real data, then they'll start to understand it. And it's very, very important that people
understand, because when the person intellectually understands something, then they're willing to do what's necessary. But when people are just told to do something, they may not be compelled to because of the programming in our brains and how we've been programmed to believe things that aren't true.
This is true.
How Big Pharma has worked.
Yeah.
It's incredible information, but I just want the world to at least be, even if people don't do it, only if half the people do it, to me, I will know that I did everything that the Creator gave me the ability to do to help avert loss of life. And that's what I'm
You know, that is the general theme of all the videos I saw from you, and everybody sent me your videos, man, from the beginning. You were out there talking about it. We were too. We were one of the only shows. David Limbaugh, Rush's brother, came on. He goes, how are you getting away with all this, saying all this on the air? Because everybody was tuned into, we're in a plague. And we weren't in a plague. They didn't build one cemetery in 2020, nor did they add on to one. We were not in a plague in 2020. But they sold it to us like a box of rocks. And here's the deal. You were outspoken and you were saying the truth. You met with Trump right away. You were there and you were saying the truth that I wanted to share your videos, and I did, with every single person I could, because you're that bold. So I'm actually really looking forward to this conference, and it's advancedmedicineconference.com. You have a lot of wonderful speakers. A lot of people that have been on the show.
Thank you, Kate. I really appreciate it. Just as a correction, I never met with Trump.
Oh, yeah.
I talked to members of his family.
Oh, that's right.
But,
I did not talk to him directly. That's right. I remember that. And I remember you, we kind of discussed that a little bit off the show, because he was interested, because he had seen some of your videos. And so you had spoken to his people. That's right. I apologize. But you know,
The White House had reached out to me.
Yes, you're right. I do remember that. But you were so outspoken. And I mean, when you say I want to do the Creator's work, you really mean it. And you've been doing it since the beginning. And I really appreciate that about you. You're an honest guy, and I love that about you. I just had to say that.
Thank you.
Advancedmedicineconference.com. Put in the code Kate, you'll get a deal on it, but you need to tune in Memorial Weekend or go to San Antonio and be part of this, because I can't imagine a better event. And in the great state of Texas, that's going to be awesome. Anything else you'd like everybody to know in this last minute before we go to break?
Just that, Kate, every time you're compelled to do something, you know, think about what's actually motivating you to do it, and always have the right spirit that's motivating you. People are motivated mostly, unfortunately, right now on the planet by fear, and fear is not empowering. Love is empowering. Love is the opposite of fear. Sometimes people think the opposite of fear is courage. It's not. The opposite of cowardness is courage, but the opposite of fear is love. So stay motivated by love. And have gratitude and compassion in your heart. Be motivated by love, and you'll never go wrong.
Thank you for that. Really appreciate you. Thanks for joining us, Dr. Bitar. And where can they go? They can go to advancedmedicineconference.com, and there's more information there to check out the speakers, the events, the times, everything, right?
Absolutely. They can also go to askdrbitar.com/ask if they want to just get general information on cancer or autism. So it's askdrbitar, drbuttar.com.
He's one.
S-A-D-R-B.
You are one talented doctor, and if I ever had that going on, I would go to you. I'm not joking. I tell people that all the time, too, on the air. Thank you so much, Dr. Bitar. Really appreciate you joining us. Thank you.
Thank you.
And thank you. And of course, we will be right back. So don't go anywhere. Kate Daly Show, katedalyradio.com. Hi, everybody. Go to the bottom of my homepage. You're going to see an ad for Z-Stack, Dr. Zelenko's new vitamin supplement that combines zinc, quercetin, vitamin C, and vitamin D. All of those things that we talk about on the show, he has combined them into one supplement. Dr. Zelenko is a board-certified physician in New York. He was the one that gave ivermectin and hydroxychloroquine to Trump and told him about that, and he was really the guy that started the frontline doctors. Dr. Zelenko formulated the Support Your Immune Function supplement. Zinc, quercetin, vitamin C, and vitamin D. Take this every day. This is a great combination of a supplement that you can take of all the things we talk about on the show. This is an amazing product to keep you well, and make sure that you go get this. This is also manufactured in the USA. Head and order this. Go to the bottom of my homepage at katedalyradio.com.
Talk lines are open now. Call 888-673-1450. This is the Kate Daly Show.
There's a girl trying to steal my heart, and I'm tempted. Even though she could tear it apart, I'm tempted.
Hi there. listening to the Kate Daly Show. So glad. Hi, Uncle Milty.
Hi.
It's been a crazy... It's been a kind of a crazy day, huh?
Yeah, a little.
So a big thank you to Dr. Bitar. And that address was advancedmedicineconference.com. Advancedmedicineconference.com. Put in the code Kate. You'll get a special break on that. And I also wanted to say, look, you know, so tomorrow John D'Souza comes on. He's actually been on Coast to Coast. He's been on a lot of different shows. And... it's been great. And so he'll be interesting because he has a take on the UFO craze that the government's all about. Also, Greg Mannarino coming on and talking about the economy on Monday. And that is right before Dr. Pesta. Remember, he's in the last hour. And then we have Henry Makow, who's never been on the show, next Friday. That will be very interesting. Christopher Fulton on next Tuesday. I'm on Dr. Sherry Tenpenny's show for 2 hours on Monday morning, early. I hate early. I am on early. I go to bed at like 5 a.m. Anyway, I'll be on early. And so that'll be interesting. So many guests that I'm working with right now. There's so many scheduled for next week. And I'm trying to think of all of them offhand right now. But there's a lot. So that's just the tip of the iceberg. And we had Alan Stevo and Chris Ann Hall in the last hour. And then, of course, Dr. Bitar. But they're doing the advancedmedicineconference.com Memorial Weekend, San Antonio. And this is all those speakers like Zelenko you want to listen to. And Dr. Bitar has some stellar information for something we might possibly work in helping us resolve what has happened with these shots for a lot of folks that got them. Okay. I also wanted to mention, get over to Inside Out Hyperbaric, insideouthyperbaric.com, because you can get your own machine, and these are fantastic machines. You can have one in your home, and this, I think, is going to be so very, very helpful for your health. People also use it for anti-aging. You can call up their home office number is 435-634-9355, 435-364-9355. You can even get financing on one of these machines right now to have them. And I would suggest it because people can use them for so many different things. Autoimmune, they work really great for autoimmune. What's going to be cropping up the most? Autoimmune from the shots. Disorders. So this could be something that you could help your whole family with by getting it right now. Instead of trying to wait through the shortages that are going to happen when it'd be harder to get one, I would get one right now. Hyperbaric machine, you can help a lot of people with that. People do it for neuropathy, cancer, all kinds of things, okay? So go to insideouthyperbaric.com, learn more. They'll ship them to you no matter where you are in the country. And they'll give you the most fantastic deal on it. I would highly recommend this. Plus, people come out with more energy looking fantastic because it's anti-aging as well. So helps you with collagen and everything else. Okay. I don't know about you, but I'm anticipating the next time I'm going to be bitten by a leopard.
You are?
Yeah. They are doing a simulation, a very realistic simulation in Germany of getting smallpox by being bitten by a leopard, because it come to find out in Germany that leopards have smallpox and that they are biting humans every day. So it's a very realistic, very realistic simulation of a real event.
Yeah, it sounds extremely real. There are leopards. You know, as a matter of fact, I think I saw one the other day.
I saw one in the office, and I ran for cover in my studio. So leopards, come to find out, are the animal least likely out of the entire animal kingdom to actually go after a human. That would be a leopard. Except maybe if you're in Nepal. You're not in Nepal, but if you were, that would be the animal that would probably least likely bite you there, but more of an off chance than, say, America or Germany.
Maybe it was a typo. Maybe they meant it was the leopard gecko.
Oh, my gosh.
The leopard gecko.
The leopard gecko.
Yeah,
that's it. That's what it was.
Not necessarily,
That's what it was. Here's the explanation.
Wir auch eine also Übung machen, eine sehr
That's
realistische
Hitler,
Übung, wo es darum geht,
German
dass
Health
aus
Minister.
Einem Leopardenbiss eine Pockenpandemie sich entwickeln könnte. Und wir werden in vier Stufen dann versuchen, als Minister diese entstehende Pockenpandemie zu beherrschen.
Papers, please. Anyway, that's a little Hitlerish, but it's the German Health Minister, Lauterbach. At G7.
I lived in Germany for 3 years.
Explaining it. Uh-huh.
And I don't speak fluent German.
You don't speak...
But the very first part of that sure sounded like to me that he was saying, okay, all you stupid people.
Werden wir
Listen,
auch
right
eine,
here.
Also Übung machen, eine sehr realistische...
So what he's saying here in Hitlerish is we will do a very realistic exercise... Extremely realistic, in which a smallpox pandemic results from a leopard bite. Sorry.
Did they import the leopards? Because I don't think they're natural to Germany.
He goes on to say in his language, the scenario is will have the particularity that especially younger people will be hit very hard. Watch for the babies and the small children with the leopards. Also, I'm sorry, the realistic scenario drill that they're doing for the G7, it just involves your random child being bitten by a leopard. We all know that's going to happen any moment anyway, but that's how smallpox gets released in Germany, according to the G7. But you were actually going to give us a great point about the so-called WHO and the G7, because I thought this was interesting. This was such a fantastic, great point. That it was about the WHO and the World Economic Forum, excuse me. They both met where?
They met in Switzerland.
Uh-huh. What is, I'm sorry, they picked Switzerland to meet and have a conference. What, Switzerland? What about Switzerland?
Well, I'm not really sure exactly what their point was, but this was a very important meeting about promoting borderless societies, uh-huh. multiculturalism,
right.
global government,
sure.
mass migration.
Migration and borderless countries and yeah. no sovereignty.
And yet Switzerland, huh. where they're having this, uh-huh. is 95% white.
Uh-huh.
Has extremely strict immigration laws.
And closed borders?
And yeah, absolutely, closed borders. Hmm. So why did they pick that? Why didn't they pick like Zimbabwe for that?
Or Texas.
Yeah.
Or Arizona.
Mexico.
They love open borders.
Yeah.
Why not San Diego? That's interesting. Picking Switzerland, the country of white... 95%, which they obviously hate because yeah. they talk about us all the time. Oh, we're the enemy. Strict immigration laws that they're against and closed borders that they're against. But this is where they hold the monumental WHO meeting that runs the world now. And what they always did, though. We've been telling them they did. And World Economic Forum. The Klaus Schwab's you'll own nothing and be happy, you poor little peasant. Scenario.
This is just a wild guess.
Uh-huh.
But I think what may have something to do with this
right.
is that word elite.
Oh, the elite, of
the
course,
elite.
In Switzerland.
Yeah.
Yes. And also, I'd like to mention that they got the go-ahead for 13 million smallpox, monkeypox shots. They always have a shot now. Did you notice that? And they already made the contents of this shot. For the smallpox that nobody has. They only have it in a lab, in the Army lab. They've been screwing around with it in Atlanta for the Army and then also in Russia. But they're taking the ingredients they already made because we were the ones on our show that revealed in 2021 two different instances where the FDA said, yes, can you please possess millions and millions and millions of doses of smallpox for no apparent reason whatsoever because no one has it? They did that last September.
Yeah, you know, yeah. If you really think about it, though, 13 million doses.
13 more million doses now.
It sounds about the right number to cover the elite. When smallpox gets released.
Out of the billions. Yeah. And so when Dr. Bitar was saying, you know, all they have to do is certain signals with 5G that corrupt health that go into the hydrogel that's already in the body from these said shots. That's an interesting premise because we have covered before, we've had guests on covering that 5G angle. Mm-hmm. How do you feel about the 5G angle? What do you think?
Oh, I think it's extremely probable that that's exactly how it's going to go down. Mm-hmm. And that's why I've never taken the jab.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And that's not even a guarantee.
All right.
That you could be totally safe from what might happen here.
Yeah. Well, when Bill Gates was being very specific about, guys, it's Thursday, okay, specific about his wild guess of six different points that he said are going to happen with smallpox and monkeypox and everything else, the FDA started approving the smallpox preparedness and response update from the FDA clear back in 2019 and then re-upped it, even though it was completely eradicated in the United States in 1980. The FDA approved it June 4th and in September for separate large batch issues of a drug to treat smallpox.
Well, Kate, in all fairness, it sounds like you just may be discounting a little bit the scientific, great scientific mind that Bill Gates has.
Over our health and education in which he has no training whatsoever. Yeah. I always like it. Here's his very specific guess.
Threat that the next epidemic has a good chance of originating on a computer screen of a terrorist intent on using genetic engineering to create a synthetic version of the smallpox virus or a contagious and highly deadly strain of flu.
Oh, that's a huge guess on his part. Nailed it. So while he's wildly guessing, I mean, all the details of what will lay out, and he also said in an airport somewhere. I don't know how else to say this except, oh my gosh, and what are we going to do? Because you better have some Saracen or Purpurpia on hand. Just get online and order the extract, not the homeopath, the extract.
Maybe.
It's better.
Though, maybe. All these health issues may be moot once the aliens land.
Sorry. Stop. We have to laugh or we're going to cry. Yesterday, Congress decided that aliens were coming and they're hiding 400 events and they would really like to tell you about it. Sorry. They're playing every single card they can right
they
now.
They have to. They have to. They're losing.
They
bad.
Are. Well, they honestly, people are. They're seeing through it.
Yeah.
They're seeing through it. Here we come next with a hologram. It's really all they have left. I mean, honestly, a hologram to kind of show something in the sky, I guess. And then people can go, I saw it with my own eyes.
Yeah.
I don't know what else is left for them to do, except really release smallpox on a big scale. A lot of people have had dreams about that, actually, about it being released in cities, big cities. But you know what? Just be ready for it and just do everything you can do. If I were you, I would order the plants and I would make my own extract of that because you know it's going to be potent. This is what the Indians in Nova Scotia fought virus with. And all they did was put the drops in water, like 10 drops in a half glass of water. You can't taste it, of the extract. And within 12 hours, virus was gone.
Wow.
Yeah. Do everything in your power to help your family right now. And hopefully this show is that show that can help you because that's truly why I'm here. I'm not here to scare you. We're not here to do anything except help. And right now it's help the awakening. Help us get ready. Help us understand what's coming. Depression is coming. A depression is coming. I don't know how else to say it. Greg Mannarino will explain that on Monday. A depression is coming. Are you ready for that? Do you have food storage? Do you have things that can help you? When our government and CIA conduct a terror attack, they're going to blame on Russia. Are you ready for that? you, Uncle Milty.
You're welcome.
It's been fun. And always thank you to all the guests. I'll put this up on podcast right now. And, of course, tomorrow, John D'Souza. It's going to be great. And I'll see you tomorrow. Be faithful. Be fearless. See you tomorrow. My slippers. This blowout sale of the year is not going to last, so you've got to order right now, and you can order in time for Father's Day. He took over 2 years to develop these slippers. They're designed to wear inside and out. It's like walking on pillows, you guys. It's amazing. It's impact gel plus foam to prevent fatigue, and it's also made with quality leather suede. So happy to be able to bring this to you, but what a deal that is. $90 off the My Slippers. You're practically getting them for free, so make sure you order up for Father's Day. I promise you, he does not have slippers like these slippers. Get them for the man in your life. They're going to love them. In order to get this special deal, you have to go to mypillow.com/Kate. mypillow.com/Kate. If you just go to mypillow.com and put in the word Kate, you're...